Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Jackie Avalotis is calling us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Jackie, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Hello, and I'm very glad to be on this show. You have no idea.
Well, we're very glad to have you. And Jackie, you had a dream job with NASA Goddard, the Laboratory for Extraterrestrial Physics. What did you do on Voyager 2? I mean, you weren't personally on Voyager 2, but you helped with the project. What did you do?
When I saw the movie Hidden Figures, I related to that. We were the hidden grammar. When I went into my first day of work, the ladies that were sitting at the desk, three of them, were all former school teachers. And this is back in 1983. And when Professor Ogilvie came to me, or I should call him Dr. Ogilvie, he gave me a bunch of napkins with scribbles and things on it. He goes, so you're a teacher, you should understand your grammar. He was from Scotland. And so I go, what does V2 stand for? He goes, Voyager 2. And I was screaming. And the girls go, what's the matter? I go, do you see where we're working? And I knew where the Voyager 2 was at that time.
So you got to live that dream job. That's fantastic. And now, on top of that, you get to play the piano puzzler with Bruce Adolph.
Yes, and that's another dream.
And you know how this works, Jackie. Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. So here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
That was hard.
The hardest one ever.
Ever.
Jackie, Bruce has been saving this one for you for 17 years.
I had help with writing this by an astrophysicist.
So what'd you hear? What's going on there?
You know what? I think I was trying too hard to figure out the composer rather than the tune that was hidden. Mm-hmm. And every so often I heard the tune and it was at the tip of my tongue. Okay, I'll tell you what. I think that the composer sounded a little bit Rachmaninoff and a little bit Debussy.
One of those is correct, so you can have a 50-50 chance now.
All right, I'm going to go with Debussy.
Yes, well, you made the right choice. Debussy is correct. Yes.
Claude Debussy.
I got more Debussy, actually. Yeah. Okay. Yay, I got half of it right already.
With your very first guess. Okay, so you recognize the impressionistic style of French composer Claude Debussy. Well done. Now, let's go back and see if we can figure out that hidden tune. Would you like to hear some of that again, Jackie?
Yes, I would, and thank you. I got it.
Yeah?
When smoke gets in your eyes. And actually, I did sort of hear it even as I was trying to figure the composer.
There you go.
You got it.
Smoke gets in your eyes in the style of Claude Debussy. Jackie, you got both parts with your very first guess.
Oh, I'm so excited. My relatives will be proud of me. They know I'm the musical expert.
Well, there you go. And Jackie, actually, with all your musical interests, I understand that you're in the process of writing a musical about the town where you live, about Pittsburgh. So what rhymes with Monongahela?
You know what? I haven't gotten that far yet. Oh. I know what rhymes with other things.
Well, Jackie, when you write your song about Pittsburgh and finish your musical about Pittsburgh, I hope we can debut it on PT. I hope you'll share it with us.
Oh, I will. Are you kidding? We have a wonderful, one of the best radio stations ever here in Pittsburgh called WQED FM 89.3. And people can get that from all around the country.
Jackie Avalotis from Pittsburgh, thanks for playing the Piano Puzzler this week.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
We did too.
You guys are very upbeat.
We're just feeding off your energy, Jackie. That's
yeah.
Jackie, thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Oh, and I thank you for letting me play and win.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.